Mention Xochimilco to travelers who know Mexico City, and the first or perhaps the only thing to pop into their minds might be a dreamily decorated trajinera, one of the colorful boats that ply the neighborhood's garden-lined canals. But there's lots more to do in Xochimilco, from unique forms of transportation to souvenir shopping, from historic sites to an art museum that's one of the city's best. So on my most recent visit to Mexico City with my spouse Angel, we decided to take a full day on and make an excursion to Xochimilco to see more of what this historic part of Mexico City has to offer. I'm Mark Chestnut for LatinFlyer.com and Mundera. First things first, Xochimilco is more than just canals. It's actually one of the 16 delegaciones in Mexico City, the result of an annexation of a formerly independent city called Xochimilco in 1928. Getting there is part of the fun. You can join a Mexico City tour, of course, but on this trip, we decided to go our own way and use mass transit, taking the metro train south and then connecting to a modern light rail system that dropped us off in the heart of the neighborhood. The neighborhood itself is not overly attractive, to be honest. It also proved to be a bit confusing for us as we tried to walk the dusty streets to the biggest trajinera, Embarcadero, which is the boat dock. Since my previous visits to Xochimilco had been with guided journalist groups, we always arrived directly by van at the largest dock. I didn't even realize that there are so many docks dotting the banks of the canals that crisscross Xochimilco. But I guess I shouldn't have been surprised. After all, the former city of Xochimilco was constructed by indigenous settlers as part of a network that connected many areas of the Valley of Mexico. There are reportedly some 110 miles of canals still in the region. But we wanted to start our boat ride from the largest dock, since it's the dock with the most food and souvenir shopping options. So, after following various street signs that led to other docks, we decided it was time to give in and take a taxi, which in Xochimilco is a very different and more fun experience. The most common form of taxi here is actually a bici taxi, which basically is some style of homemade interpretation of a bicycle attached to a small enclosed cab that can seat anywhere between 2 and 4 people. It's bumpy, yes, and the seats are not overly comfortable, but it's a speedy and efficient and fun way to get around the neighborhood, and it provided us with some great photo opportunities. Still more photo opportunities awaited at the Embarcadero, where a series of altars and temples colorfully mimicked the style and design of the trajineras. Dozens of vendor booths sell a mostly predictable array of Mexico-themed t-shirts, hats, model boats, and other souvenirs. We walked across the street and bought tortas, which are Mexican sandwiches, to take on the boat, and then headed to the nearest dock, where a boat pilot guided us across several trajineras. They're always jam-packed together at the dock, before we reached his, and then we were on our way. These canals and the artificially created islands, which date to pre-Hispanic times and were once part of a large lake and canal system, have, since the 20th century, provided a pleasant diversion for locals and tourists alike. The remaining canals and their ecosystem was declared a World Heritage Site in 1987. Weekends are the biggest days, and since we were there on a weekday, however, it was relatively tranquil. There are fixed prices by the hour, and so you can always know that you're getting a fair rate. And while the boats may vary slightly in size, colorful decoration, and name, a lot of them are named after women or girls related to the boat owner, the layout is fairly consistent on every trajinera. You'll have 2 rows of inward-facing wooden seats with a long wood table running down the center of the boat. This makes it easy to bring along food and drink, or buy refreshments from vendors who cruise the canals in their own small boats. Musicians make the rounds on the waters too, offering live performances of mariachi and other music for a small fee. The islands that you pass by, which are called chinampas, are among the attractions while cruising the canals. Some have gardens, a few have restaurants, and one of the best known chinampas in Xochimilco belonged to a man named Julian Santana Barrera, who collected the broken bodies of dolls, the heads of which are still visible on one island. We took a one-way trip on our trajinera, asking to get dropped off at a different boat dock near the center of the neighborhood. From there, we strolled a few streets past tiny shops, wall murals, and graffiti on our way to San Bernardino de Siena. This 16th century church, which includes a former monastery complex, was built above and on top of a former pre-Hispanic temple by the Spanish. The last Indian governor of Xochimilco is buried here, and the architectural elements of this church, which include a main altar made of gilt, a skull from a pre-Hispanic skull rack, stone flower petal architectural details which represent the indigenous people who did most of the work inside the church, these are all beautiful visual elements. Next, we took a regular taxi to the area of Xochimilco called La Noria, which is home to the Museo Dolores Olmedo, one of the city's best art museums. The property itself is supremely beautiful. After all, the Museo Dolores Olmedo is more than just an art museum. It was also the residence of a woman named Dolores Olmedo. A former hacienda that dates to the 17th century, the site is beautifully maintained. She left the home and museum to serve as a museum when she died in 2002. It has graceful yards populated by peacocks and a number of rare Mexican hairless dogs that Olmedo kept as pets, although most likely the ones who are there now are descendants of those dogs. The section of the museum that houses her own personal photographs and furnishings offer a fascinating glimpse into her own personal life. She was a prominent businesswoman, philanthropist, and musician, and she was also a patron of the arts who loved the work of her friend Diego Rivera. She also reportedly did not like Frida Kahlo very much, but luckily for us, she still kept Frida Kahlo's works in her private collection. We enjoyed wandering the museum's various buildings, admiring parts of the collection, which include some 600 pre-Hispanic pieces, as well as the largest private collection of work by Diego Rivera. There are also several impressive lesser-known works by Frida Kahlo and Angelina Beloff, and the gift shop here is also worth a visit. From there, it was a short walk back to the nearest light rail station for the trip home. One thing is for sure, there's always something new to discover in Mexico City. I'm Mark Chestnut. Be sure to follow me on LatinFlyer.com for more travel tips and ideas about Mexico and elsewhere in Latin America. And follow me on Twitter and on Instagram using the word Mundera. Thanks a lot and have a good day.